Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Half Right Podcast. It's been a minute. I am here with my co-hosts. We got Fonz on one end, and we got Max over here. I am Lakia, and we have a lot to cover. So we're going to do this new thing, this new segment to the podcast called WWE Windmill. So it's all the things that have been going on, which works perfect for us because we post episodes when we feel like it. So everyone's going to get 60 seconds time. You know, this is real Stephen A. Don't be like yelling. Okay, let's keep our voices at a minimum. Okay, you got 60 seconds. And when the timer goes off, it goes to the next person. Are you ready? I'm the only one that knows what the topics are, so this should be interesting. Who would like to go first?
I'll go.
Would you like to go second?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to go last. All right, so Fonz is going to be up first. The first topic is, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The first topic is, what are your thoughts on Triple H taking over talent relations and creative and Stephanie McMahon becoming co-CEO of WWE? Ready, set, go.
I don't think 60 seconds is enough, but I could care less about, you know, it's cool Stephanie is taking over as COO, CEO, whatever. Cool, you know, that's great. Woman in power, cool. I never really cared who was running all that business stuff anyway. But Triple H taking over creative and talent relations has been a breath of fresh air. I am watching Raw, watching SmackDown. Wrestling feels unpredictable again. I love all the people that he's bringing back. And I'm just excited to be a WWE fan before again. Like, it's exciting times to be a WWE fan. I'm done. Less than 60 seconds.
Good. You did 40. Shout out to you. All right. You ready, Max?
Yeah.
Hit it.
I'm totally excited. I remember in a previous episode, I was talking about all you wrestlers take the abuse. Okay. Vince McMahon is screwing up. Who cares? Take the abuse. That was back then. Now it's completely changed. You guys don't have to take the abuse. It seems like the locker room is more happier. Things move more differently. Everything just seems different, and I like it. You know what I mean? If the people, like Roman all of them, are happy and having a good time, that's going to – we feel that. So, you know, them bringing back all these people, especially when Cody Rhodes and all these people started going down, they started bringing new people like, yo, we still got – we got all-stars that we're bringing back. So it's feeling good. We're bringing back some old faces, and it's feeling new and good. So shouts out to Triple H, Aaliyah.
Wow. Okay. And then it's on me. My take on it is that this has been a long time coming. For anyone that has ever watched the whole thing with like the authority being in power, it was like a dream come true if Triple H and Stephanie were to ever get at the top. Now, I know Fon said that he don't care about Stephanie being co-CEO, but I would just like to say that Triple H being the head of talent relations and being the head of creative and having his wife as the CEO in his pocket too. I mean, we just winning over here. So I'm very, very happy that he is finally getting this moment. There has been some backlash. I like to call them haters that have been saying things like, oh, you wrestled for 20 plus years. You shouldn't be in this position anyway. Shout out to Triple H, man. He came back off of his sabbatical from being sick and he is changing the game. Period. All right. Next up, Fonz, you touched on it a little bit. And you said that watching it again was like a breath of fresh air. Right, right?
Yep.
So my next question is, how have you liked Raw and SmackDown since the takeover? And pick one that you think is better. You ready? Go.
Yep. Well, I've definitely liked Raw better. I feel like SmackDown still has a long way to go. I feel like Raw and SmackDown, they're never great at the same time. I either like SmackDown more or like Raw more. And Raw has given me better storylines. And it's surprising because Raw doesn't have a top champ because Roman very rarely appears on it. But I've been more interested in Raw lately than SmackDown. But I feel like with Triple H in power, we do have, you know, the chance to see Raw and SmackDown both be great at the same time. Done.
Cool. So I'm gonna go ahead and give my take. When it comes to Raw and SmackDown, I think that I have to agree with you as far as Raw being the better show. For a long time, Raw was just on in the background for me. Like, I wasn't in tune with everything that was going on. And SmackDown being a shorter show on a Friday, I will watch it. Of course, my guy, Mr. Reigns, being over there was fan favorite over here. But I will definitely say that Raw is way more entertaining. And it's interesting because it's such a long show. I feel like the way that he's spacing and timing everything out is working very, very well. And I'm excited to see what happens next with Raw. And I don't know what's going on with SmackDown. We're going to get into that. We're going to get to SmackDown. Especially because Roman ain't even on SmackDown either half the time. And with the whole, there is no separation of brands. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Raw. Hey, Max, you get in there? Okay, Max is indisposed. So we're going to move on to the next question. The next WWE windmill question is, what do you think of these WWE returns? Okay, Triple H got the job, right? And then he came out with a bang. He got Dakota Kai and Io Sky teaming up with Bayley and returning at SummerSlam. Karrion Kross and Scarlett are back, which people don't even know. Karrion Kross moved to the main roster was a disaster, so he's back in his original form. Dexter Lumis, Hit Row, and the newest addition. I hope I'm not missing anyone, but the newest one is Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling. So if I missed anyone, did I miss anybody? I think I covered the bases on that.
Yeah, I don't think you missed anybody.
So what are your thoughts on the WWE returns? Is it too much too soon, or is it just enough? Go.
I feel like it's just enough. Like, Triple H keep bringing the returns because I feel like I've wanted for excitement in wrestling for so long. So seeing all these returns, like I said before, it's a breath of fresh air. You're right. Karrion Kross moved to the main roster. It was a disaster. Johnny Gargano was a man who he had no place in Vince's WWE, in my opinion. So to see them come back, and the Triple H knows how great they are after, overseeing their careers in NXT. So keep bringing on the returns. I'm excited every week. It's unpredictable. So it's just enough. Not enough, actually. Keep giving me more returns. So I like the returns. I'm done.
I'm gonna pause on that one. You got 15 seconds left. If you could get anybody else to return, who would it be? You said keep bringing them.
this,
You said keep bringing
I,
them. So who else could you possibly bring that's not signed to AEW?
the biggest one on my list, I mean, I've heard of Sasha and Naomi coming back. That's an obvious choice.
We gonna
But if
wait.
I
We
could
gonna
pick
wait for
some,
them. We gonna wait for them.
all right, give me one more second. The name I would pick is Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt.
Ooh.
I really want to see Bray Wyatt back. If there was one superstar besides Sasha and Naomi, Bray Wyatt's up there with them. I would like Bray Wyatt needs to come back to WWE.
I like that. I like that. And there's been a lot of in the rumor mill about Bray Wyatt coming back. I wasn't even thinking of Bray. I know that he's not there, but I wasn't even thinking of him when I was like
Bray,
putting you on the spot.
in my opinion, Bray, in my opinion, besides Sasha returning, Bray returning would be the biggest comeback that they could really pull out right now.
I agree. So I'm gonna go ahead and give my take. Max is gonna be making his way back. So, out of the WWE returns that have been happening, I like the consistency of it. And I like how he waited for Johnny Gargano. You know, he didn't come out the gate hot like that. Because when you look at the other names, Dakota Kai and Io Sky, yeah, they're gonna add depth to the women's division, especially the tag team division. I need them to stay as a tag team. You see what they're doing with Bayley, who's going to be going after the top one, and then having them be a tag team. I like that dynamic that they have because the women's tag team division is hurting right now. So I like that dynamic. Dexter Lumis, his mysterious self, I honestly wasn't expecting him to come back. Hit Row, the whole thing they have going on with the Street Profits, that's interesting. So I like what he has going on and how he spaced everything out. You mentioned Bray Wyatt, that's a great pick to come back. I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna just end it there. Shout out to Triple H for all the returns. He's been hitting it out the park with those. Max, you're back.
I just want to ask you, look here, before you stop, What's your one return you want to see?
My one return, we're going to get to them. We're going to get to them.
All right. So it's those then.
We're going to get to them. We're going to get to them. Because out of all of them, I can't say that I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody made me jump out of my seat. I was surprised that he got Johnny Gargano. I was surprised when I saw that. I was like, oh, he's here.
That didn't surprise me. The way they brought him back just out of blue, his music starts playing.
That's what I mean. Out of the blue. But was it like expected that, you know, Triple H, he hadn't signed with anybody once Triple H got head of creative? Yeah. But I mean, nobody has made me jump out of my seat yet. So we'll see who else he could just pull out the woodwork that has not signed with AEW yet. Because once Triple H was out of there, them men was jumping ship like phew, like rockets. All right. You got
to. I'll ask you a question after Max is done.
All right, Max, real quick. Which show, since Triple H took over, which show have you been liking better? SmackDown or Raw?
I don't want to say which one I like better. What do I see more? I think I watch a little bit more Raw. So it's not which one's better. I just watch Raw more.
Okay. And then the second one, out of all the WWE returns, what have you been thinking about Triple H bringing people back that got released?
I don't know if Ray Wyatt got released, but he could come back with his weird self. Who else? Braun Strowman. I need the big heavyweight guys back in there, you know what I mean? Those two people can help shake up the game, you know, because you can't just have Drew and Bobby. So yeah, those two guys I won't mind seeing back. And I think that's about it. Oh yeah, Ric Flair. I need to see Ric Flair back.
Shut up.
He's trolling right now. He can't be serious.
So what was your question, Fonz?
The Karrion Kross comeback did make you get out of your seat a little bit. I mean, it was unexpected.
Okay. The thing is that looking back, I'm like, all right, I didn't really need, they helped. The fact that all of these have been unexpected has helped with all of them coming back. Does that make sense? Like the way that he plowed into Drew the way that he did, like bow. Like I was like, oh, yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like he's in a BDSM video. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I like the return, to be honest with you. But to what Max said, I could do without Braun Strowman. When Braun isn't feuding with Roman, he's not really interesting. The hottest he ever was in 2017, and he's never gonna regain that ever, in my opinion.
All right, we're moving on to name changes in the WWE. So we have Io Sky, who used to be Io Shirai. Austin Theory is one of those who had his name shortened, such as Tommaso Ciampa. So he's just Theory. Riddle.
Theory got his name back.
Theory, I'm getting to that. They got his name. Pete Dunne with the Butch and switch over there. And then Walter and Gunther. I'm not too mad at that one. But what are your thoughts on the name changes that happened? The name changes that have gone back, and who do you think needs an instant name change back? Go.
The obvious choice is Butch to Pete Dunne. None of the other name changes have really bothered me that much. Like Walter to Gunther, Gunther sounds way more badass. Ciampa was Tommaso Ciampa. I mean, if you want to shorten a name, cool. Like I don't, you know, have no issue with that. But I don't really have an issue with any of the name changes. I'm happy Austin Theory got his name back. I don't see the reason in shortening names, but none of them have really bothered me besides Pete Dunne being Butch, because that's just a dumb fucking name. I don't like it. I'm done.
All right, Max. You got it? What are your thoughts on the name changes?
I forgot her. Raquel Rodriguez, I think.
Oh, yeah. She got hers changed, too. Yeah. That was a dumb one. From Raquel Gonzalez to Raquel Rodriguez.
He just changed it from one Mexican to another. Let's not do that, Vince.
That's literally what he did.
So, Bearcat Lee before he left. That was kind of stupid. And then the new guy that does fashion, with those other two Indian guys in the black. Him changing that. Those three names are like, for what? But other than that, I think that's still like the only names that I know of that really like
So out of those, which one do you think needs to go back to their thing?
Well, the Rodriguez one, I'm fine with that. It's a Spanish to Spanish, but the guy that does the fashion, I think he needs to change
it. LA Knight.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Bearcat
Lee. Yeah, I like that one too.
Bearcat Lee's like, Keith Lee's like, I don't care about my name. I'm bigger than my name. Raquel's like, I'm bigger than my name too. But him, it's like when they switch them, it's like,
Okay, your time's up. I'm sorry. I paused it. I thought you were done. Okay. So when it comes to name changes, you make a great point. I completely forgot about that whole maximum models angle that's going on. Like, that's one of the things I need to, like, go away because I don't like it. LA Knight, like, seeing how he was, especially in, because I like to go back and watch old wrestling clips and stuff. It's a hobby. Seeing how he was in TNA to how he transitioned over to NXT. So I would love to see his name change. Fonz, like you said, Butch needs to be Pete Dunne. I know that he's like not too upset about his character, just like Ciampa isn't upset about pairing himself with The Miz right now. Can't really complain when you're getting TV time, but it's just something about Butch that just don't fit Pete Dunne. It's like LA Knight could wait for his name, but Pete Dunne, nah, man, he got to get that name back. So I'm going to leave it at that. Now to the
one. If I could say one thing, we talked about Ciampa and Miz, the Miz pairing. Miz is elevating Ciampa. Miz elevates any talent that he works with. People could shit on the Miz all they want. The Miz is elevating Ciampa, making us. I feel like I already cared about his character, but he's introducing Ciampa to a whole new audience.
Which is what's so unique about the Miz's character is because they can slide him into anything and he can make it work.
You put Miz in a main event world title feud, I'm like, okay, I'm cool with this. He's fucking on the mid card, I'm cool with that. He's in a tag team, I'm cool with that. Like, he can literally do it all. And his pairings are always epic. With Morrison, the R-Truth pairing, that should have never worked, but because they're so good, it worked. But, you know.
We got to see a heel R-Truth. That was big.
Yeah.
That was funny. When they jumped
Miz's Triple pairings, H. Yeah.
And bringing in his parents, too, that. Yeah, the Miz is one of those like golden goose in the WWE that he can really do anything, and not every superstar can say that. Now we're moving on to the comeback that everybody's waiting for. They were moved back to the WWE page, and that's Sasha Banks and Naomi. Okay, we know why they were released. They left their titles, the tag team titles, because Vince was over here trying to do the hokey pokey and okie dokie, and not take the titles seriously and then put them. It was a whole weird triangle, and they left their titles and we hadn't heard much from them. They've been spending a lot of time together, but we had not much heard much from them. So Fonz, what are your thoughts on Sasha Banks and Naomi, and should they come back as singles or as a tag team? Go.
I think they should come back as a tag team because we last saw them as a tag team. I think that the real money is going to be down the line, a feud between them. You know, Sasha's a backstabber. Sasha backstabbing Naomi would work perfect for me. But I feel like they need to come back as a team and confront the current champs. Like, listen, we never lost our belt. Let's unify these shits and, you know, make the women's tag team titles mean something.
That's all. That's what you got. All right, Max. Hold on. Let me give you your time. Go ahead, Max.
I think they should come back as a team just because they were at the top of the game in the sense that they both won the title before. So now them pairing up, you know what I mean? That's going to be super dope, you know, two African-American queens teaming up, rocking the team, doing what they got to do. So them being in a team, I really see that's very good. And like Fon said, you know, Sasha going to turn on her, and that's going to be super exciting, them going after each other. And then, you know, what's that girl name that's going to come back? Charlotte. And then Charlotte's going to take over the whole industry again and do what she does. So yeah, I'm for the Sasha and them. I'll be back again. I'm sorry, people, today's not my day, but I love you guys.
Okay,
I think Max Powers might have the shits.
He thinks you have the shitties. what a day. All right, so my thoughts, Sasha and Naomi, I thought it was random when they were paired together with how they introduced the tag team right before Mania. But if anybody can bring legitimacy to a belt and a title, Sasha Banks happens to be one of those people. I know Sasha gets a lot of flack because she fights so hard for her spot. But I mean, if you have someone like Charlotte that's going to do the same thing, why does Sasha get the hate? You know what I'm saying? So I would love to see them come back. And with this whole Triple H regime that's going on, how he's bringing everyone back, I'm hoping that they reach the common ground. I would like to see them come back, which is why I was thinking if Dakota Kai and Io Sky would have won the tag team titles, that then they could have confronted them, and then that would have thrown them into the whole Bianca Bailey situation, but that didn't happen.
To be honest with you, if I could just speak on the tag team titles, the women's tag team titles, I agree. I think that, and I agree with what a lot of the internet was saying. It didn't make no sense for Raquel, what's her name, Rodriguez. Didn't make no sense for her and Aaliyah to win those belts, because if you look at it, Raquel's wrestling most of the match. But then part of me is also like, I'm cool with the tag team titles being used as a way to elevate Raquel. Like, we're not ready to give her the Raw SmackDown Women's Championships, so we're going to put her in a tag team and let her dominate. But a tag team is of two. So I'm cool if Raquel wrestles 70% of the match, but you have to give Aaliyah more. You have to let her do more. At the end of the day, it is tag team wrestling. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have Aaliyah in there wrestling, get her ass beat, hot tag to Raquel, she comes in, and you want to use that to elevate her, okay. But you need to give Aaliyah more in-ring time.
I think that
Io Sky and Dakota Kai would have been perfect options to win that tournament, because that trio is hot right now. It's one of the best things in wrestling. That's all I have to say.
One of the best things. I think that it just would have made more sense. Okay, it's saying that the free meeting is about to end in 10 minutes. So then I'm going to send you another link after this one, and then we will jump back in for the other half of it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So last question. Since we're here, I didn't even see the end of the whole match with Raquel and Aaliyah winning. I don't think that Aaliyah is the strongest wrestler to begin with to have been paired with Raquel. That's one of the things, which leads me to my last question to you, and I'm going to go ahead and start this one off since I'm speaking on it. I'll start my timer. I think one of the things that Triple H needs to desperately change is how seriously the women's division is taken. This is not like it was, you know, before. I would say about the prime when you were watching wrestling, you know, when John Cena was champion and how they were still divas. This is not a Nikki Bella era. This is not the Bella twins. Not to shit on Alicia Fox and Kelly and all those girls, but these girls are getting busy in the ring like the guys. They're not called divas anymore. They're called superstars. Yes. And the division needs to be treated as such. You get what I'm saying? I just feel like they're still teetering on taking it seriously. Like, there should be another Evolution pay-per-view. I think another Evolution pay-per-view, there's enough women for it, number one, but also number two, it's going to bring back some legitimacy, and you have enough titles. I think the double women titles need to go, the double brands need to go, and then bring some legitimacy to the tag team titles. And there goes the timer going off. I mean, I could go on and on about like the women's division.
I think you should just give yourself another minute, because you're on a roll.
I just feel like the women's division is just, it's so lackluster. You know, it's like, and you don't have, it's not like before how you didn't have the depth that you do now. Like, we have that, and it needs to be taken seriously. When you put the four horsewomen aside, you have Bianca Belair. You know what I'm saying? You have Bianca Belair, the fourth horsewoman, for all of them to still be wrestling after all these years. And I mean, they're all at the top of their game. Charlotte, Becky, Bianca. not Bianca. Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, Bailey. There we go.
Let's give Asuka some love too.
No, I'm not even shitting on Asuka. Like, even if they were to
the
go,
the whole
in,
division is strong.
The whole, there are some weak links, but I feel like even with the weaker links as far as the wrestling caliber, that they could still step up because they're gonna have that in-ring experience with these women that are going crazy and going ham. So that's. If Triple H could change anything, that is the question. If Triple H could change anything that he needs to still change, what would you say that it is? I'm going to go ahead and start your time in 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
I'm with you on the change of the women's division, but I also am going to be patient with Triple H because he's undoing a lot of that crazy man's work.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree there should be an evolution. But I think we need to hold off a year on that. You know, let's build up the women's division to where it was when the first evolution happened. But the women's division isn't even a concern with me because we know how much Triple H loves and values women's wrestling. So I'm already seeing changes with the women getting more time, their storylines meaning more. So the women's division is going to be just fine.
I do want to clarify that I know that it's not going to happen overnight. I'm just saying, like, thinking long-term, because he's a big picture kind of guy with his long-term storytelling, that if anything could use his help the most, it would be the women's division and just bring more legitimacy to that. So, Max, the question is, what? Yeah, that's been on there. This is the last question of this segment. Then we're going to go into the other half. So what do you feel like Triple H still needs to change?
Well, I think that everyone knows that. I don't know if you had talked about it, touched upon that, but how the titles look.
No, we didn't
talk about that. I hate that. I hate how both titles look the same. The Raw one and the SmackDown. What is the heavyweight and the world champ?
Yeah, and
I
hate women's titles too.
All that shit looks stupid as hell. You know what I mean? Like, back in those days, I'm still old school. I feel like one of those old people. Hey, young whoop snapper, back in my days. Listen, I need the titles just to change. All the titles. I think he's in the process of doing that, but that's the change I would like him to do.
All right. So that is the.
I just want to say one thing before the time goes off. The reason why those titles, I feel like, are never going to change, they'll get updated, is because they're real big on when the champions make TV appearances on stuff that's non-WWE related. It has that, you got that fat WWE logo to look at.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that point. I still think that they could tweak it so that the belts don't look exactly the same.
Yeah, something, change it up. Because like I said, when the WCW had their title, that it was all gold.
It was all SmackDown gold.
Listen.
But you couldn't see that WCW was on it. That's the point that he's trying to make.
Big, I get that.
The big gold belt is my favorite belt of all time.
So fire.
And then it became the World Heavyweight Championship. I loved the big gold belt growing up as a kid. All I wanted was the replica big gold belt. Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah. I just like the style of it. You know what I mean? It's different. Every title looks different. I don't like these titles looking the same, or like the tag team titles with it's silver. That's like whack. To me, it's like you're saying that division sucks.
I feel like the best title that they have that looks decent right now is the Intercontinental. That's just my thought.
I like the U.S. I like the U.S. a lot.
The U.S. looks like Dipset. Looks like Dipset. Yeah. Very Dipset. Very Harlem. Very Harlem. So we gonna wrap this session, then we gonna go into the predictions for Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.